Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best.
And it's the 12th of September, and it's a really cool day out there. This is my kind of summer, and I'm enjoying the day, and today I'll be flying solo. Spice is not joining us today, but hey, the show must go on. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the benefits. Like all sorts of foods and just the interesting benefits of it. So stay tuned. That's coming up a little later. But as always, you know, we have to be covering our celebrity gossip as well as our stars, our naughty star signs. What are they saying about us? It is the month of Virgo. So all you Virgin Virgos, stay tuned. The latest in celebrity gossip. All right, so Heidi Klum and Seal are divorcing, right? They, you know, they seem to have this beautiful love fairy tale where every year they would renew their vows and get married again. And, you know, it looked all good in the Heidi Klum and Seal camp. But I guess behind closed doors, things. And he actually said something, I think it was 2 weeks ago, where he said that, you know, it wasn't cool that Heidi was messing around with the help. Those were his words, like, you know, having an affair with the help. So apparently Heidi Klum today was on the Katie Couric show, which I actually watched, just to get the scoop from her. And she said, you know, while the bodyguard, the guy who was the bodyguard for the kids. Oh my goodness, how, like, what is that about? Like, how does that play itself out? Like, how do you start dating the bodyguard? Well, I guess you stay in the camp, right, to keep things, what, safer? I don't know what the right word would be. But anyway, so she did confirm it that, yes, she is dating this bodyguard. And so that is false, according to her. All right, let's see what else is going on in Celebrityville. So Kate Middleton, for those of you who don't know who that is, who live under a rock and don't know who that is, Kate Middleton, she's married to Prince William. And, you know, from the day those two got married, people have been saying, like, you know, when is she going to have a baby? So the buzz is on right now. Toast. So everyone toasted with wine, and Princess Kate toasted water. So, you know, it's going on now. Like, the word is, according to Celebrity Buzz, it's out. Everyone is waiting. Oh, my goodness, is this a sign? Is this a telltale sign that something is going on there? Is there going to be a new royal making? Shortly there. All right, for all of you iPhone gadgety people, folks, that's me. I'm one of them. The iPhone 5 has been officially unveiled. You know, it's going to be available in stores September 21st, but you can start ordering them from, I think it's 4. On the phone. So I guess when you actually go into the store on the 14th, I mean on the 21st, there'll be nothing. So I guess I'll have to wait. So I'm not going to put no phone on backward. I'll just wait for the phone. The iPhone 5 is out. And let's see what, if this is going to be a hit or a miss. They say it is a 4G phone. You know, the iPhone 4SL, whatever it was called. The last one, it wasn't. Frankel, you know, the skinny girl, creator. Yeah, Bethany Frankel. Mm-hmm, her. So her and her husband, Jason Hoppy, they actually had that reality show, and guess what they sang? Well, you know, they've always seemed to have had a shaky relationship. They say that it looks like it's Splitsville for them. Now, isn't that sad? Shame. You know what? Deep down, I was really, 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 oh, for those of you who don't know, let me just inform you. On a Sunday, I am a huge OWN watcher. Like, from the time I get up, if I'm going to church, go to do my church, then come back home, and OWN it is. I love OWN, Oprah's Network. Excuse me. And, you know, she has very good that just passed by. It was Jennifer Hudson, and she spoke about, you know, the tragedy in her family. And listen to this, guys. Coming up, I think it's this week, coming up, it's going to be Usher. Usher Raymond is going to be discussing, you know, he's in. September 16th. Yep, September 16th. So I'm going to be definitely watching that. That's going to be interesting as ever. All right. Oh, also, Jessica Simpson has revealed her new body. Yes, she's lost weight. And she looks pretty good at it, too. She looks really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else is going on in Celebrityville. They say that Khloe Kardashian. I like Khloe Kardashian. I mean, like, out of all the Kardashian girls, she is really, really, really my favorite. I really like her. So I hope that Fox Network approves of that. And Khloe Kardashian could be hosting The X Factor. That's the one with Simon Cowell and Britney Spears and Demi Lovato. And I think it's... Man. All right, let's see what else is going on in Celebrityville here. Chad Ochocinco. Oh, for those of you who haven't heard and don't know and live under a rock, you know, him and Evelyn supposed to be getting divorced. And Chad has officially been charged with misdemeanor battery after allegedly headbutting his wife, Evelyn, during an argument last month. Of, I think it's endorsements. He lost their reality show, and so things really went downhill from there. Levi Johnson, that is Bristol Palin's baby daddy. Well, he's apparently had his second kid. For those of you who are joining us from Alaska, Levi Johnson has had. Name. I don't know. I don't even look into that. Yeah. That's the story. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on. So everyone is making this big deal over this new tattoo that Chris Brown has. And he's like, it's definitely not a picture of Rihanna. And, you know, just keep it moving. You know, you got to really see a softer side of her because, you know, she has this bad girl attitude, I guess, that she has to keep up. But, you know, you got to really see a different side of her. And it was actually really, really, really nice to see a softer side of her. She surprised her mom with a home in Barbados. And, you know, she spoke about the being in this this industry, people you become a role model whether you like it or not. And you know, she spoke about Chris Brown and how she still loves him and she believes that Chris is the love of her life. And you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine after that interview aired, and I was like, I wonder if this girl wasn't if she wasn't Rihanna, would she still have been with him? And I seriously think she would have. But I think that, you know, being in the spotlight and probably might having to lose all those endorsements and, you know, you get pressured into making decisions. So, I don't know, like these two, I somehow think that they're really going to get back together, whether we, the public, like it or not. All right, let's see what else is going on in Celebrityville here. They say that Kellis and Nas are actually, they have a very good relationship, even after their bitter divorce. They tell us that they're trying to remain very good friends for the sake of their son. The actions, right? All right, so that's a little bit of gossip happening in Celebrityville. Oh my goodness, let's talk about this. Kathy Bates, yeah, so she just revealed today that she's fighting breast cancer and she had a double mastectomy. Oh, our thoughts and prayers go out to her. I really like Kathy Bates. I really, really like. $40,000 or $70,000 a year in school fees for her. Yeah. And there was no Tom Cruise. So it looks like just Katie took Suri to her first day of school. So So good luck to you, little Suri Cruz. You know, she always seems to be out there in New York doing something. She had a great summer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So I guess that's it for our celebrity gossip. Our celebrity gossip. And we're going to be heading back to you, and we're going to be bringing you our stars and what the stars are saying. So, Virgo, this is your month, and we're going to be telling you what exactly the stars are saying. And spices, and we're going to be telling you what drinks and how to put things together and what they help you with. You're going to be surprised by some of the remedies that people are actually saying. Yeah, so stay tuned. This is music by Tank, and the song is called I Can Make You Love Me, and you're listening to Blake Radio right here on the Sugar and you That was music by Tank, and the song was called I Can't Make You Love Me. All right, the time right now is 6:50 p.m. You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show right here on Blake Radio. And as I said, I'm flying this plane solo today. Spice was unable to join us, so hey, the show must go. They say about you, Virgo. If you're celebrating a birthday between the months of August 23rd to September 22nd, you are a Virgo. So this is what they say. If you ever need a designated driver for a night on the town, Virgo is the one to call. Not only will they show up for any and every important occasion, they'll The Virgo is the most helpful friend you ever have. They'll help you work out at the gym every day. They'll help you remember not to gorge on junk food. They'll even remind you to brush your teeth at least twice a day. Wow, that's interesting friend to have, right? All this helpfulness might drive there for you. They give excellent advice and are fast on their feet in crisis situations. Their practical outlook will help you through the roughest of times, so long as you don't embarrass them with any big displays of emotion. If you can't handle your Virgo buddy jumping up to do the dishes as soon friend for a very long time. Best friend Betts is a Cancer and a Scorpio. Wow, that's interesting enough to know. Virgo, better make sure you get, I'm a Scorpio. I better make sure I find me a Virgo friend. I can't think of any of my friends who actually are a Virgo. All right, let's move on to what they're saying about, let's give you the naughty version of what they're saying about Virgo here. Love them right now. They freaks in bed. Always want the last word. They caring, smart, and intellectual. They attractive, they loud, they loyal, they easy to talk to, hard to forget. They love at first sight. Everything you ever wanted. Wow. They easy to please, the one and only. Virgo are best fitted with. The perfect partner for you, Virgo, is a Taurus or Capricorn. The nearly perfect partner is a Cancer or Scorpio. Like-minded souls is another Virgo. Opposites you're attracted to is an Aries or an Aquarius. Learn from your differences, Leo or Libra. Not your difference. Astrological hell is Pisces. Ooh, stay away, Pisces. Stay away from Virgo. We don't want no astrological hell right here, right? No, we don't. All right, Joel, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to be discussing the benefits of fruits, vegetables, spices, nuts, all different sorts of things to get. anemic, whether your hair is not growing. Oh, we have solutions for everything today. So stay tuned. That's coming up right after this music. This is music by Legacy. The time right now is 2:00 to the Sugar and Spice Show with me, Sugar. Steering this one on my lonesome today. Spice couldn't be here, but hey, the show, like I say, must continue. And today we're talking about the benefits of fruits and vegetables together, whether you're making a drink of fruit juice, whether it's tea with an infusion of some spices. First thing up we're going to be talking about is people who are anemic. You know, not enough blood, that kind of thing. Yeah. So they say here a good drink for people who are anemic is carrot juice with beets and oranges. You know, carrot juice blended. So of orange juice, drink before breakfast, 1 to 3 glasses. So, you know, beets is very high in iron, and I guess that's what's really, really, really good for you. So not only is liver good, they say liver is also good for you. So we've come across a very good concoction here of carrots, beet, and orange juice. So drink that in the morning, 1 to 3 glasses. And they say here the alfalfa plant and grapefruit. Listen to this, what they say. To lower blood sugar levels, blend 50 grams of fresh leaves and mix with grapefruit juice. Drink this after meals. Juice in the blender and blended with the alfalfa leaves. And I guess that would be, you know, I'm going to try some of the stuff. These are all these old home remedies. Listen to this one, what they talk about. Stomach problems. If you're from bloating or indigestion, fennel tea. Make fennel tea by adding 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds in a cup of boiling water. Alternatively, you can chew on 1/2 teaspoon of fennel seeds throughout the day or after meals. I don't know about chewing the seeds. I think I'll try the tea. So they say add 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds to a cup of boiling water. So this is if you have bloating or indigestion, fennel tea. Lots of people I know also suffer with migraines. They say chamomile tea is the thing to drink for that. It really relieves the migraines. Wow. Oh, this is a very good one. I know about this. Turmeric is really, 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 really good. It's got lots of healing. Agents in turmeric help reduce insulin resistance, which may prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes. Wow. Therefore, a simple use of this turmeric should be added to your food. Wow. They say of the Dr. Oz show, and he was saying, you know, like we should actually add this to our everyday meals, no matter what you're eating. I know some people actually use a little bit of turmeric just to color their rice, to make their rice a little yellow. So if you're cooking white rice, just add you want yellow rice, just add a little bit of turmeric powder, and you know, it's got good benefits as well as a little bit goes a long way. So you really, really don't want to add a lot because it'll give your food, especially your meats, a very bitter taste. So always remember, a little bit goes a long way with turmeric. All right, listen to me. Ooh, Dr. Oz students. All right, Joe, let's also talk about cinnamon, the benefits of cinnamon. Cinnamon has been used as an effective home remedy. Used for lowering cholesterol, aiding in digestion, treating diarrhea, curing the common cold, reducing arthritis pain, boosting memory and cognitive functions, treating toothache. Wow. Cinnamon's for toothache? I thought cloves was for toothache. Okay, we'll go on. Eliminating bad breath. Should avoid cinnamon. That's interesting to know. Wow. They say here, research suggests that cinnamon help treat type 2 diabetes by lowering blood sugar levels and increasing the amount of insulin production in the body. They say add half a teaspoon of cinnamon suffer with type 2 diabetes. That's a little tip that we have here for you. Oh, listen to this. Hypertension, cholesterol. Garlic is your number one thing to have. All right, listen to this. Garlic helps reduce blood pressure. It helps reduce high blood pressure. Studies have shown that eating just I know that also garlic is also good if you have the flu, if you have a cold. They say eating a clove of garlic helps fight the flu. And I know growing up as a child, my dad always, you know, he was always eating this clove of garlic. And I was so like, what are you eating? And he said, garlic is so good for you. Crazy moments. Oh my goodness, just garlic straight up like that. Ooh, it's something. But you know, it takes some time acquiring that taste because it's so strong. It's really, really strong. But I try my best to actually eat a clove of garlic every day. I actually like garlic, so, you know, I'm a big garlic fan. And I'm just thinking, like, I, touch wood, have not had so that's that. Touch wood. I guess this is going to be my year. High blood pressure. They say celery. Simply eating a few stalks of celery per day as a simple snack at lunch can significantly help you with fighting high blood pressure. How does someone just eat celery? Like, you know, I've been trying to eat like a little bit healthier. This is like a delicious, like something bad. I would just tell myself, like if it's pizza, I'm like, oh my God, I'm eating a pizza and I'm lying to myself and eating the celery. It takes getting used to. Whatever. I guess it's good for something, right? All right, listen to this. Constipation, the food that you should eat to have know that plums are a natural laxative. So people, if you do not want to be put in a bad situation and you can't get near to the restroom anytime soon, try and avoid plums. But if you're having issues, plums are the things to eat. So yeah, plums help with cut a sweet lemon, blend with half a cup of water, strain and drink 1 hour before lunch. it helps you with diabetes. Oh, there's so many different fruits and vegetables and, you know, mixtures that help with diabetes here. Vitamin B17. This is the anti-cancer vitamin. Fruit. Apricots, apples, peaches, grapes, watermelon, nectarines, raspberries, cherries, strawberries, blackberries, and plums. Wow, so this is fruits that are I'm going to read it again. That's apricots, apples, peaches, grapes, watermelon, nectarines, raspberries, cherries, strawberries, blackberries, and plums. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back, and I'm going to continue telling you the benefits of eating. You're listening to Blake Radio.
Check out Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best, featuring entertainment, sports, nutrition, Africana studies, holistic healing, and celebrities. Listen to Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best. Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Have it for you. Wow, what was that? Another tip for you and diabetes. Let's see, they say green papaya and pawpaw. Wow. This helps. All right, let's go on. Gallstones. If you have gallstones, listen to this. Celery, carrots, and if you have gallstones, listen to this. They say drink this mixture of carrots, celery, and cucumber every night before you go to bed. And they say that this actually, I'm going to tell you exactly what it does. It helps remove the stones. It actually helps remove the stones. So this is a before you go to bed if you're suffering with gallstones. Red fruits and vegetables. Ooh. Okay, let's see. Red fruits and vegetables, the benefits, prevention of cardiovascular diseases and reduction of cancer. That is apples, strawberries, cherries, watermelon, beets, radish, red cabbage, tomatoes, and red bell pepper. These are all good for prevention of cardiovascular diseases and the reduction of cancer. Listen to this, a homemade syrup to relieve a cough. That would be wow, listen to this, people. Grate the avocado seed, boil together with the oregano in a cup of water, strain and sweeten with the honey. Drink when it's hot, in the morning or before going to bed. You know what? I'm going to try this. I always have avocados. I always have honey. And all I need. Like a plan to me. Now, this one, I know lots of you are going to be saying, oh, hell to the no. Listen to this. If you want your hair to grow, I'm going to be giving you an excellent tip. Now, this I am definitely going to be trying as soon as possible. Not that I'm having issues with hair growing. They say here, chop an onion and, excuse me, and add this to your shampoo. Let it stand for 15 days and use the shampoo as usual. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not only does it make the hair grow faster, but it also makes the hair. Of concerns of, oh my goodness, is my hair gonna smell of onion? Now, I actually have asked a couple of people who have tried this, and they say, no, your hair doesn't really smell of onion at all. I mean, after this, you will be conditioning in your hair, but I'm like, onion is so strong. Ooh, I don't know about this. But they were like, you know what, try it. You're gonna be so surprised of the onion. Take two cloves, whole cloves, place them between the teeth that are hurting and your cheek. And they say you might want to chew it a little bit just to release the juices of the clove to help you. All right, foods for your kidney health. Seaweed is good for your kidneys. Black dandelion, parsley, turmeric, ginger, asparagus. These are all good foods for your kidney. Flu and cold. The juice of grapefruit is an excellent remedy for influenza. It helps in reducing the acidity in the system. Sensation of a fever. So this winter, make sure you stock up on lots of grapefruit. That's going to help you. All right, other foods here to lower cholesterol naturally are oranges, carrots, and beets. Blend one carrot plus half drink before breakfast. This lowers your cholesterol. So that's a good tip right there. Listen to this one. Myth or fact, eating carrots improve your eyesight. Now, all my life I've been told that eat carrots, you'll have beautiful eyes, and eat carrots. Let's see, is this true or not? Let's see if my mom lied. Eating eye health. Vitamin A is actually recommended for the maintenance of a good vision. So, hey, that was good right there. So my mom wasn't wrong. K carrots do help with the eyesight. All right, so we're going to take a break and we're going to be concluding our... and seeds, and we're going to be letting you know, don't forget, people, let's try this onion in the shampoo. Who's going to try that with me? I bet I'll be trying it by myself, right? Because you guys are definitely not going to be on board to do that one. Yeah, all right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're back right here. The time right now is 7:25. It is a Wednesday evening right here on Blake Radio. You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. And yes, I'm vegetables and making a concoction out of them, you know, old home remedies. So they say if juice that help you lose weight fast. Carrot juice, apple juice, grapefruit juice, and orange juice. You can drink as a breakfast, carrot juice, apple juice, grapefruit juice, or that's interesting enough to know, huh? Apple juice. All right, listen to this. Hair loss. Now, I had a friend who actually put something up on Facebook, and she was like, tell me if I'm the only one who, why when I brush my hair, like my hair falls out. It's so disappointing to see, like after washing, you know, at home. So listen to what, girl, listen, this is a good tip for you right here. Hair loss. It says, blend 5 carrots, 3 lettuce leaves, and some alfalfa, the same thing that we spoke about earlier. So that's 5 carrots, 3 lettuce leaves, and some alfalfa. Drink this. Is having healthy nutrition more than one people. This is what it says. More than once, people suffer from this because they don't consume enough nutrients. But this combined juice of carrots and lettuce and alfalfa helps with the loss of hair. Trying that. Oh my goodness. All right, y'all. The time right now is 7:28. It's almost time for us to get up and out of here. Oh, I loved doing the segments, and I hope that we'll be able to continue because I have so much more health tips for us. So, oh man, I guess that's it for us. We're going to be talking about pineapple next. Oh, my favorite fruits. All right, people, join us next week. We're going to be discussing our spice will be back with us. So from me, Sugar, I'll be signing out. You have a blessed week ahead, and stay safe.
Sugar and spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. I wanna tell the world, I found me a girl, sweeter than sweet, that's how I feel, never had a feeling so nice.